everybody, welcome to the Backstage TYE Podcast, the podcast that makes you want to get up and start bouncing to the beat. Today, we have the Discord winner, right, McKenna?
Right.
Allison, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, Chaz?
Absolutely fantastic.
Hey, Chaz.
What?
Her name's not Allison.
What are you talking about?
Her name's Alyssa.
You know what? Let's try this again.
No, Chaz, you don't get any second chances.
But this is pre-recorded.
No, you don't get any second chances, Chaz.
What are you talking about?
You keep going. You don't get no second chances.
Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good, Chaz. How are you?
Good. And you know, Alyssa, I also noticed that in the Discord, your name is Allie. That's your profile name, right?
Yes, it is.
So why would you do that? Why would you lie about your name? Because your name isn't Allie. It's Alyssa.
Well, it's more of a nickname, I guess. Alyssa's my actual name, but Allie is my nickname.
Oh. If that makes sense.
Chaz, you've never heard of... Do you know what nicknames are?
What? Yes, I know what a nickname is, but
okay.
Well, no, because, like, you know, my friends don't call me... What do you think... Like, what would you call me for short, Kenna? What would a nickname be for me?
I don't know. Cha?
Or?
Cha?
Z.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. You wouldn't have a nickname. Do they not do nicknames in Antarctica?
No.
Okay.
We don't.
Okay.
Anyways, Alyssa, so tell people what you like to do, what some of your hobbies are, I guess.
I like to play instruments and really? I have a horse.
Yes.
What's your favorite instrument?
I don't know if I could pick a favorite, honestly.
Mine's the saxophone.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. You're like a pro, pretty much.
Right, I guess
you're probably better than him, Alyssa.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest.
Are we talking about the saxophone?
Just in all things. I think she kills it in all things. Not the saxophone?
Maybe
I think
not.
She would, honestly.
Well, what's your favorite instrument, McKenna?
Mine is probably the piano. So, been playing it ever since I was 5.
I'm sure Allie over here is probably better than you.
You know what? She probably is. She'd probably kill her.
I highly doubt that.
So let's go into rapid fire questions real quick. Favorite food?
Favorite food?
Yeah.
Pizza, but vegan.
Pizza.
Vegan pizza. What's your favorite animal?
A horse.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh my gosh. Avengers.
Okay, ooh. So kind of, I wanted to add real quick.
Yeah.
My favorite animal is the Markhor goat.
Yeah, didn't you already talk about that?
Yeah, I think so, right? With Alpha?
No, I think you did, yeah. Is that the ghost that talked
that
to aliens?
Communicates with aliens with their antlers.
Yeah, okay. You've talked about that.
Okay, so should I not bring it up again?
No, maybe. But you know what you should bring up? Aren't you vegan, too?
No, I'm not.
You're not vegan?
I'm not, no.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, but I respect it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the respect. I appreciate it.
No problemo. So, let's go into some more questions here. So, we got, this is the first podcast of the year, right, McKenna?
Of the year of 2020.
First podcast of 2020. And Alyssa, you were the first guest. How does that feel?
I feel pretty honored, I gotta say.
You know, we started the podcast back in 2018, right?
We did. Has it been that long?
It has been that long, McKenna.
That's crazy.
And we had some fantastic guests, too, didn't we?
We did. We had some great... We had Justin Bieber.
Bieber
was
one.
We had Selena Gomez. We had 10th Avenue North.
That one was kind of weird.
That one was weird, yeah. I think she was
very, very awkward.
And then we had... Who else did we have? We had some really great people on.
Yeah. Social Club Misfits.
Social Club Misfits. That was a good one.
My cousins.
Your cousins, yeah.
I forgot their names. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway, what?
You know who we should have on the podcast?
Who?
Alyssa and Justin.
Oh boy. So Justin, if you guys don't know, he's in our Discord community and his name is your boy Bidoof, right? That's his username. And so Alyssa, what's the beef there?
Cuz
you guys kind of go back and forth and argue.
Yeah, I got to say we don't really have any real beef. I just like to pick on him.
That's good. That's fair.
Do you think you two should be on a podcast and settle the beef? Well, I mean,
you said
it's not real beef, but you know.
The pretend beef.
If he's ready to get taken down
on the podcast.
Look at that.
So is this presenting, this is presenting a challenge right here. Like this is a verbal challenge.
Yes.
I'll make sure he hears this podcast. Okay. So he knows next time.
Yeah, well, you should direct message it to him.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Alyssa would win, honestly. Alyssa kills it every day in the Discord. Man, she's got the comebacks. It doesn't matter what you say. I mean, you can't stand against Alyssa.
But you know what? On the spot, I'm honestly not that great, so I don't know how it would go.
No, you'd be great. See, you're doing great on the podcast. You'd be
absolutely terrific.
You would be a pro.
Well, thank you.
Anyways, I want to give a quick thanks to my sponsors real quick. Yeah. Nike, Adidas, Google, Gatorade, and Doritos. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and doing what you do. McKenna, what did I hear from you just now? Were you complaining?
What?
That I was giving a thanks to the sponsors?
No.
You're not tired of me doing that?
No, I mean, you have to. It's part of your job.
Yeah, I know I have to. Who do you think we should add on to the sponsorship list?
Ooh, I think, who dropped
Alyssa,
you?
Alyssa, who do you think we should add on to the sponsorship list?
I don't know, honestly. What about Starbucks? That'd be pretty cool.
Starbucks would be pretty cool. One. I don't think Starbucks would like you very much, though, Luke.
Wait a minute, did you just call me Luke? What did you just say?
I meant Chaz.
We're tongue twisted today, aren't we? We're very tongue twisted. No, and for your information, I have gotten dropped by a few sponsors, okay? Like, I've lost a couple sponsors.
Yeah, you have, because I don't think that you're a very great business partner.
But no, it was because, but why do you think I still have all the big ones?
Well,
it's because I am a good partner, but the ones that.
Well, Chaz,
left.
Were you going to tell people about what happened last week?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can just tell people. I think it's good to be transparent with your listeners. Well, guys, we just want to say, I think that this is hard news for Chaz to break, but I'll break it for him.
I can tell
it's been emotional for him. But
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Doritos dropped Chaz.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Chaz. I'm sorry. We had to tell the listeners at some point, I mean, that they dropped you. So, yeah, Doritos dropped Chaz. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Chaz. Yeah. But you know what? The great news about this is you can replace them with someone that is way better, like Starbucks.
That's a good point.
It is a good point, right? What do you say, Chaz?
You know, Kenna,
to new beginnings, 2020.
McKenna, I didn't really want to bring this up now.
Mm-hmm.
So, shame on you for bringing it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was this kind of like...
Because now you just made it... We're trying to have a great podcast with Alyssa here. Yeah. And now you just kind of made it awkward.
Well, I mean, you brought up the sponsor, so I just wanted to like clear things up ahead of time, so...
You should have ran it by me first, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, now it's going to be kind of tough to continue since
it's
you
did okay.
That.
You can snap out of it.
You can do it, Chaz. I believe in you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So let's just go into some other questions, I guess. The Young Escape. Luke, Kirsten, McKenna, Ryan. Which one's your favorite? Shoot.
You know, I don't think I have a favorite, but I think that if I had to pick one, it'd probably be McKenna.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
I've interacted with her the most, I think, so.
Woo!
Hold on.
Yeah, Alyssa and I... No. You don't understand, Chaz. Alyssa and I are best buds.
Yeah.
So.
But, like, I think the drummer's pretty cool, right?
I mean, nah. He's all right.
I mean, he's okay.
He's all right. I mean, he's cool, but he's not, like... You're very, nice to Luke. Like, do you have like some sort of like, do you just like, are you a fan? Like, are you a big fan of him? Like, do you want me to like pass him a message?
No, because I already have his number, so you wouldn't need to do any passing for me.
Oh, okay.
No, yes, I do like him. Excuse me. I do like him because he's a cool dude. You know?
Yeah.
I don't understand why everybody else doesn't like him. You know what I mean?
It's okay. You don't have to like vouch for him. You're fine. You can just be you. And not worry about Luke, okay? And what other people think about him, you know? So you can just sit back and relax.
Okay, McKenna, that's enough from you. We're doing a podcast with Alyssa here, so I suggest you just stop talking.
Okay.
Okay, so Alyssa, I'm thinking about buying a car. Because I don't have a car. I travel around a place. What?
You don't have a car?
No, I travel. When I'm in Antarctica, I travel by sled.
Oh,
or
that's weird.
When I go, like, you know, here, over here, I use my jet. But...
Oh.
I need a car.
Oh, that's pretty fancy.
You know?
Yeah.
So what car do you think I should get?
You know, I might sound a little biased here, but I don't even think you should get a car. I think you should just get a horse instead.
Hey. That's a good idea.
That's very old-fashioned.
But it's okay to be old-fashioned sometimes.
I mean, Chaz, you travel by sled. How much more old-fashioned does it get?
But I'm saying...
Yeah, she has a point.
That would be an upgrade, but I'm trying to really upgrade it.
But what if it was like, what if you got like some sort of like white stallion, you know?
That would be pretty cool.
You could name it something. Like, what would you name it?
Probably Francine.
Francine?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Francine.
What makes you think of that?
That's just the first name that popped into my brain.
Okay, so Francine.
No, but I was thinking, like, if I were to get a car, maybe, like, a Mustang. That has a horse on it, right?
What about a Tesla? I mean,
yeah, that's true.
That's true. It does have a horse on it.
A Mustang is an upgrade.
But you wouldn't even know how to drive a car.
You don't need a permit in a
No, I mean, Chaz, look at you. You're like 4 foot five.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. I am not 4 foot five, okay?
I mean, yeah, Chaz, look at you.
No, dude, I've measured myself like last week, okay? I'm like...
You can't measure yourself.
Yes, you can.
How do you measure yourself?
Because I went to the doctors and they measured my height.
Chaz, they were probably lying to you, okay?
Doctors don't lie. They said I was 5 foot two.
5 foot two?
Yes.
No, I think... No, Chaz... You know, it's okay. Let's just move on.
Anyways, let's move on to the artist spotlight.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, the artist spotlight.
All right, here we go. So, the artist spotlight for this podcast, for this week, is a spectacular duo. And I'm sure, Alyssa, you've probably heard of them. They're called Spicy Chicken Wings. Come and get them.
Wait, Chaz.
Roll the music!
Chaz, no. We're not rolling the music for that right now.
What do you mean?
We're not rolling the music. But you did that last
week. No, their song Barbecue
Sauce.
This was the
artist spotlight for last week. You're losing your mind.
When did we do this one?
You did this last week, Chaz. This was just... Are you losing... Do you have short-term memory loss or something?
No. But
yeah, Chaz,
I am
you
64,
talked about this.
So.
Remember? We've been over this. You... Oh, Chaz. Man, you've got a lot of... You got a lot going on for you right now. I mean, Doritos just dropped you. You faked Madison Square Garden.
Okay, but like, okay, we don't need to bring up all...
And
why,
then you made
why are we
spicy,
talking about me so much?
Then you made spicy hot wings, come and get them.
Why are you talking about my failure so much?
Well, I'm not, but you're talking about you, so you're talking about spicy hot wings, come and get them. And, but you've talked about them twice in a row. So like, is that,
well,
are
yeah,
you trying
I
to
mean,
promote
maybe
yourself?
Just, maybe they're just so good, I have to.
But that's like, I mean, Chaz, come on. You have to promote other artists in the artist spotlight. You can't just promote yourself.
Alyssa, what do you think of spicy chicken wings coming down?
I mean, I really do think that they're a great duo, but I feel like you should give someone else a chance.
Yeah, that's. I think so too, Alyssa.
Okay, McKenna, well, do you have anybody in mind?
No, I don't, but you know what, Chaz? I do.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Wiggles?
I have indeed.
Okay,
yes.
So Luke, since you love Luke so much.
Yes, I do. He's a great dude.
Luke is a huge fan of the Wiggles. And in fact, when he was like 8 years old, our parents took him to Staples Center and he went to a Wiggles concert and he got to meet the Wiggles.
Oh
and,
my goodness.
Like their intro for their show. They drove
Alyssa,
up in
their
big
red car.
Alyssa,
do you know who the Wiggles
car.
Are?
The Wiggles are like one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, aren't they? They're
That's
great.
That's fantastic.
They're from Australia.
You know what? That's actually a good question for right now is what is your favorite childhood TV show?
Childhood TV show? Zoo.
Zoo? What is that on?
It was on PBS Kids.
PBS Kids, yes.
I've never heard of that one. I'll have to go look it
what
up.
What was your favorite show, Chaz, on PBS Kids?
You want to know mine?
What is it?
Do you want to know mine?
Yeah, I want to know yours.
I don't remember my childhood too much.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh. Well, I guess you didn't have TV.
What was the one with the Snoop Dogg? Was that it?
Snoop Dogg?
The one with the dog.
Wait, are
Snoop
you talking
dog.
About Blue's Clues?
Yes, Blue's
oh
Clues.
Oh my gosh, Chaz.
I loved Blue's Clues. That
Snoop
dog,
dog
cracked me up.
What made
Snoop
you
dog
think that he was...
Me up too.
What made you think he was Snoop Dogg?
Because he was a dog, right? There's
mm-hmm.
a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just assuming, you know.
He was Snoop Dogg. Yeah, right. That's it. I mean, I could see that. Not really. You're crazy.
Anyway, so, Alyssa, I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and we'll just let you go. So,
all right, sounds good.
What do you think the young escape? Did I say the young escape?
Yeah, I don't know what you said there.
The young escape needs to improve on musically.
Improve on.
And and like just with their behavior.
You know, I think Luke has a lot of energy, so yes, maybe he could just bring it down a notch and give.
Yeah,
it.
He could tone it down a bit.
Well,
huh?
Hang on a minute. I was thinking maybe tone it up.
No, Chaz, I know that every time when Luke comes up, you get like kind of like defensive, but you don't need to. He's fine.
No, it's all good. So, like, what do you think like McKenna could improve on?
No, from the videos that I've seen, I think McKenna's doing pretty all right. At least compared to Luke.
Oh! Alyssa, you are too kind. I love you, girl.
Well, I would have to beg a differ.
You would have to beg a differ?
Yes.
Chaz, that's not how you say that.
What are you talking about?
Beg a differ? Like, yeah. You would have to beg a differ?
Yeah, beg a differ. Like,
it's like beg to differ. Like,
no, beg a differ.
No, it's not. Okay, we are going to wrap up this podcast with one more question for Alyssa.
Yes.
Alyssa,
yes.
You ready for this?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
Who is your favorite Discord mod / admin?
Oh, dear.
I'd say I get along with Angel pretty well.
Angel Alfaro.
Even though I don't act like it.
Angel Alfaro. I know you do. You guys have some of that pretend beef too, huh?
Yeah. Definitely pretend, though.
Definitely pretend. Yep. There's all of it.
We just had Angel Alfaro, for those listening who do not know, on the podcast. Make sure you go listen to that podcast.
And he is a mod on our Discord community called the TYE Grid. And so if you want to be a part of that, Alyssa's there. She's there every day. And she's so much fun. Everyone's so much fun. You got to make sure you join. We post about it. You can also get our iPhone app. And in the iPhone app, you have direct access to it. So
hey,
go
McKenna,
check it out there.
If I wanted to like buy like a hoodie, you know, Alyssa, do you know where to buy like a hoodie if I wanted to buy a hoodie from the Young Escape?
You go to the Young Escape app.
The Young Escape app.
Yeah, you can. That's you can buy. So the new app, the new iPhone app has our shop. It has.
So it just takes you straight to the shop.
It takes you straight to the shop.
That is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to have to download this. What is it?
You should. It's called the Young Escape. Yep, Apple. An iPhone app.
An iPhone app.
And we're pushing new updates. It's going to have some cool things, some cool opportunities. We should put the podcast on there. That would be cool. But yeah, it'll have the next update. We're hoping to have like cool, like a point system. So like when people get so many points, they get like cool, like opportunities and stuff. So we're going to be updating it and doing a lot more.
Absolutely. So Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yes, thank
you deserve
you.
It. You won the contest. You deserve it. So thank you
so much
for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for letting me come on. I had a lot of fun.
Alyssa, thank you so much for being such a cool person in our community and for uplifting people every day. We appreciate it, and you're so much fun to talk to. So
absolutely.
Aw, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace out.
And now for Mining Out Pharaoh's new single, Barbecue Sauce.
No, Chaz.